Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We are at the table of the Master this morning, and we are ready to receive from Him. If this is your first time of joining us, I wonder what you are listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour right here on this show. We get insight into the Word of God. We get revelations. We get remas. The Lord is always, always speaking to us right here on this show. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Hallelujah! Today is the last day in the month of March 2025. It's the 31st day in this month, and indeed, we have every reason to be thankful. Unto you, most invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says He can use unbelievers too. He can use unbelievers too. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 23 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 23, take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 28. To chapter 31. 1 Samuel chapter 28 to chapter 31. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20, which says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Ezra chapter 1. From verse 1 to 11. Ezra from chapter 1 to. Ezra chapter 1 from verse 1 to 11. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it into writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven had given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he had charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah, who is there among you of all these people. His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of the place help him with silver and with gold, with goods, with beasts, besides the free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chiefs of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all of them whose spirits God had raised, to go up and build the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. And all that they were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus, the king of the king, but for the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods, even those did Cyrus, king of Persia, bring forth by hand to Midredat, the treasurer, and numbered them unto Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold, 1,000 chargers of silver, 29 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort, 410, and other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, today's memory verse tells us that there are vessels unto honor and some unto dishonor. In a great house, in a great man's house, God will always find something to use people for. He will use his children as vessels unto honor, while those who refuse to live a holy life will be used as vessels unto dishonor. One day while driving to church to minister to some sick people, I got stuck in a terrible traffic jam. After a while, I noticed a side of the road that was free of traffic, and I moved my car there. Unknown to me, there was a rule that vehicles could only drive on that side of the road after 10 a.m. and that was why it was free. Some policemen stopped my car and said, "Don't you know that you can only pass here from 10 a.m.?" I told them I didn't know and that I was sorry. I explained that I am a pastor and I was hurrying to go pray for the sick. They said, "Well, you know what to do." I knew they were expecting a bribe, but as a child of God, I couldn't do that. Therefore, they said, "You will wait here until 10 a.m. before we let you go." As I waited, some street boys who were some distance away recognized me, and one of them said, "That is Daddy Adeboye. It seems the policemen are harassing him. Let's go and help him." When the policemen saw them approaching, they left me alone and hurried away. In that situation, God used the street boys to threaten the policemen into letting me go. When God wanted to free his people from Babylon, he used Cyrus, an unbelieving ruler. Long before his birth, Isaiah had prophesied about him and the part he would play in the freedom of God's people, like we see in Isaiah 44 verse 28 and Isaiah 45 from verse 1 to 5. God can use unbelievers to do his will. However, such unbelievers will still end up in hell if they do not surrender their lives to Christ, as all sinners will end up in hell. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, like you see in John chapter 3 verse 18. Beloved, surrender your life to Christ if you are not yet born again, and begin to live a holy life so that God can use you as a vessel unto honor and not unto dishonor. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, God will always use people for his will. However, they can choose to either be vessels unto honor or unto dishonor. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and is available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.